an interesting question which pertains especially to our current temporary abode. What is the halacha with regard to Ashkenazim and Sfardim using each other's Sifrei Torah, making brachos on Sifrei Torah of the other kehila? There are differences in the letters, in the way the letters are written between Ashkenazi and Sfardi Ksav. And the shapes of the letters are done differently. In fact, if you look in the Shari Tshuva commentary, which is printed on the page in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Mishnah Berurah, he writes in Siman Lamed Vav that tefillin of one type would be possible for the other because of the change in the Tzuras Osios, quoting the Birkei Yosef in the name of Maharam Chabib. And there are those who suggest that similarly, how could you make a bracha on a Sefer Torah? How can you get an aliyah in a Sefer Torah of the other type? Or even if you could, so there is even one posek who suggests maybe on Shabbos it would be okay, but not during the week. Why not during the week? Because then you're wearing tefillin of your type and you're going to make a bracha on the Sefer Torah of the other type. So how could you do that? Nonetheless, the overwhelming consensus amongst the poskim is that it is not a problem. And in fact, there are various different sources which indicate that this was a common practice. Both Sfardi poskim, the Prihoretz, the Yein HaTov, and others, as well as many Ashkenazi poskim, testify that this was commonly done both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. Interestingly enough, in the Tshuvas, they quote a sefer which is not a regular halachic sefer. Toldos Rabbi Yosef Zundel Misalant. Rabbi Yosef Zundel Misalant was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter and a Talmud of Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner, and he writes that he himself lay in Parshas Matos Masa in Volozhin, in front of Reb Chaim Yevolozhin, from a Sefer Torah written in Ksav Velish, which is like the Sfardi Ksav, and Reb Chaim was yotze with that. So and this is accepted by the vast majority of the poskim. What's the explanation for this? So they write that when the Gemara speaks about the Tzuras Osios, all the Gemara says, Medina de Gemara, is that a Beis can't look like a Chaf and vice versa, and the Gimel and the Nun can't look like each other. The letters need to be clearly identifiable. The nuances in the Ksav are not me'akev between the Ashkenazi and the Sephardic Ksav. As long as the letters are clearly distinguishable, that is sufficient. And everything beyond that, certainly each kehila should maintain their minhagim. And if you have an Ashkenazi kehila, they should have an Ashkenazi Sefer Torah, because al titosh tarsi mecha. And a Sephardic kehila should have a Sephardic Sefer Torah. But on a temporary basis, or if a person finds himself in a minion of the other Eda, so then it would not be a problem whatsoever to make a bracha on that form of Sefer Torah. In fact, Shlomo Kluger has a tshuva which is widely cited, where he is extremely harsh. And he says if a person, apparently someone paskined that's not acceptable to make a bracha on the other type, he says, unless he does tshuva and he's chozer bo, we should chase him down. L'rodfo, l'hadfo, b'chol mai de'efsher. Very, very strongly worded tshuva. So that is the general consensus of poskim, Rav Avad Yosef, Tzitz Eliezer, and many, many poskim, and they all say that it is permissible to make a bracha on the other type of a Sefer Torah. What about a further shaila? Let's say, what about the Teimanim? The Teimanim Sfarim, not only is it different from our Ksav in terms of the Tzuras Osios, but there are some other differences as well. Extra letters or missing letters. I mean, the number of differences is fairly small. But nonetheless, a couple of those differences are me'akev, l'chulei alma. There's an extra parsha psucha, which is me'akev. So then what about that? According to the justification that we gave here, so that would not apply to the Teimanim Sfarim. So Moshe Sternbach argues also fairly vociferously that it is acceptable that they can be yotze with our Sfarim and we can be yotze with theirs. And he writes two further explanations. One is, he says, the geder ha-mitzvah kriyas ha-Torah is Talmud Torah b'rabin. It's just that it has to be done mitoch ha-ksav. But you don't need kedusha sefer Torah for that. In fact, the Gemara says very explicitly that if not for kavod ha-tzibur, they would have allowed reading from a chumash. A chumash means a sefer that's written like what all dinim of a sefer Torah, but it's only one of the five chamisha chumashei Torah. It certainly doesn't have kedusha sefer Torah. So he makes the argument that as long as it's a sefer which you're not mechuyev to either put in geniza or fix, meaning it's kosher according to one of the mesoras, therefore you're allowed to keep it around. It's acceptable for kriyas haTorah. he makes a further argument, and he says that the reality is, the Gemara already says, Anan lo bekiyin b'chaseris v'yiseros, and in fact, even from what the Gemara and the Rishonim say, our Sefer Torah don't match up to everything that's in the Gemara and the Rishonim. So he says, and in any event, our Sfarim are, we of course have to follow our Kabbalahs and our Mesorahs, but in any event, we can't be 100% certain of the veracity of our Sfarim, and therefore, certainly he says, we should not start to make different factions and all the Taimani Bachrim and Yeshiva have to make their own minion and have their own Sefer Torah. Everyone can be Yotzi with everyone else's Sefer Torah. And he says, even for Parshas Zohar. So Parshas Zohar would be more ra'uy to try to be Yotzi with your own Sefer, but even so, one would be allowed to. In fact, just a final point, Vadya writes, the whole source, you know, the Shaar Tshuva and the Birka Yosef, himself, the Chida writes in a different place, that all the Ksavim come from, from Mesoras in that Al Pi Kabbal, each one, and the Meramim Chabiv, if you look at his Shuva, he writes the Klav Ashkenazim is possible because the Gimel looks like the Nun. He says that's not the case. Certainly Bizman Azeh. Certainly not the case. I don't know what he saw exactly. So in any event, there's certainly room for everyone to make brachas and everyone else to say for Torah. Have a wonderful day.